You don't need to become a financial expert overnight, but you do need to think like the CFO of your own life. Financial expert Michelle M. Smith joins us to explain why understanding the true cost of your life is the first step in divorce and how Wife to CFO is helping women take back financial control.
Welcome to Women Winning Divorce, the podcast helping successful women navigate divorce with dignity, so you can protect yourself, your children, and your assets. I'm Heather Quick, founding attorney at Florida Women's Law Group, where women win at life.
Welcome to this week's episode of Women Winning Divorce. I'm Heather Quick, owner and attorney at Florida Women's Law Group. Today, I'm joined by Michelle M. Smith, managing partner and financial advisor in Savant's New York office. Michelle is a certified divorce financial analyst professional and a true pioneer in the field of financial divorce planning. She has helped thousands of women understand their financial options during divorce and is the founder of Wife to CEO, a financial education. No, okay, sorry, block that to CFO. Okay, I'm going to restate that last sentence. She has helped thousands of women understand their financial options during divorce and is the founder of Wife to CFO, a financial education platform designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Michelle has been in the financial services industry since 1989 and previously served as CEO of Source Financial Advisors before it joined Savant in 2024. She is also a passionate advocate for women and families, co-founding the Ideal School of Manhattan, the only K-12 inclusion independent school in New York City. Her work centers on creating an equal and transparent financial playing field for women. Today, Michelle and I will be discussing why understanding the true cost of your life is the first step in divorce, how to think like the CFO of your own life, and how Wife to CFO is helping women move from financial confusion to clarity. Welcome, Michelle.
Hello. Nice to be here.
Well, I am so happy to have you. What a long list of accomplishments and experience. I think we are going to have a great show today.
Excited.
So if you would start, Michelle, for our listeners, would you share a little bit about your background and really what led you to specialize in divorce financial planning?
I will. So I followed my mother into finance. My mom entered finance in the late 70s after her own second divorce, and I came from a long lineage of divorce and what it did to women in my family. My great-grandmother was in an abusive marriage. She left in the late 50s, threw a tarp on a pool table in her basement, and started making dresses to make money for the family. My grandmother did not deal with the finances, let my grandfather, and that turned out to be a disaster and a tax nightmare. So I watched her need to go back to work in her 50s after raising her family for 35 years. My mom was divorced twice, my dad and my stepdad, and I watched her have no money twice. And I am divorced twice. And my second divorce was with a child with special needs, where I find myself in the too familiar position of sometimes women with money, which is navigating a whole new world with a whole new jargon, phrases I didn't understand, and I had to figure it out. This drives every single thing I do. And I just want to help women understand the financial landscape in their divorces.
Wow. Well, what a powerful story and motive. Like, it makes us all, it should make all the listeners like, I want to work with Michelle. She really cares about us in this.
I get it.
You get it for sure. Now, so let's start. What patterns do you consistently see when women first begin the process?
Well, they think their divorce lawyers are magicians.
Yeah.
You married them. We can't change them in this process if you couldn't change them for 15, 20, or 25 years, right?
Right.
Divorce lawyers can't create money that's not there. You can't find hidden assets that aren't actually hidden. Hidden might just mean hidden from you versus hidden in Switzerland, right? And so
yeah.
Divorce lawyers aren't magicians, neither are financial advisors, right? That is a really important pattern to understand. You can't fix everything. after 2 decades in 1 month.
Yes, that's so true. I was really recently said something very similar when I was on someone's podcast, because we see that a lot. And as lawyers, you know, we want to help you, certainly, but there's limits, and the expectations sometimes just don't match the reality of the situation.
Absolutely.
I know, frustrating. But in your recent article, you wrote that the most important number at the beginning of divorce isn't net worth. It's the actual cost of your life. So please explain that, because I think that is well.
Oh, this is huge. This is huge. So first of all, the net worth tells you what you have, right? The cost of your life tells you what you need. And if you, and the cost of your life is actually easier to harness, understand, and get the data that backs into it. Even if you don't have every single credit card statement, you can sit down with someone like me and go through an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours worth of sequenced conversations where we can back into things, even things that are going to be present immediately after the divorce that women forget about, right? You have to fill in a number for unreimbursed medical. You can get that and have it be precise. I mean, razor sharp precise, by getting on your own health insurance website, getting your explanation of benefit statements, and seeing what's gone out in copays, deductibles, and things that aren't reimbursable. So the cost of your life is what you need. It drives every decision in divorce. Because if what you need is more than what a typical outcome would be based upon family income and assets, that's a conversation that should be hit head on. If the what you need falls right within the realm of income available for support, and income available that you may have to pay for support as well, right? Some women pay the support. So the cost of your life is so foundational and actually easier to start with than a net worth where you have no idea what your name is on or where the assets are.
Right. And that is great first start. And, you know, we, and in many states, right, you start with that financial statement, that financial affidavit, which in Florida it's basically what it costs to live, you know, per month. And then there's the assets and liabilities. And so often women almost get paralyzed by the fact that we asking for this, and it's required. And it's the only way to make decisions. You got to start with one.
It has to be right.
It does.
It has to be right. So it's not a do-it-yourself thing. It's a really important foundational piece, which I know in the beginning of a divorce, whether you're in control of your money or you're not, everything is overwhelming or can be overwhelming, but this basic document of what life costs you, what you need, what your kids need, this has to be done measured, thoughtfully, and accurately.
It does. And it's, I think what, you know, and as we learn here in Florida, as we learn more information, you know, we can go back and amend, and, but we need to start somewhere. And I think there is a fear. Well, I know there's a fear, but that paralyzes the women. They have that. A lot of the times they do have the information available to them, but they really just don't want to do it. Why do you think that is?
Yeah, I mean, you're hitting on the second pattern I see, and I call it that deer in the headlights when the numbers hit the table, right? When the spreadsheets hit the table, when the financial document hits the table, it's almost, you know, I call it that money coma that maybe you've been in, whether you're a busy woman or whether you're a woman who was never in control. Almost you're afraid that what you're spending, you're not ever going to have enough to sustain what that is. And that can actually prevent you from, like, the number, you have a budget, whether you realize it or not. I hate to break the news, but everyone has a budget. Either it's invisible or it's visible, and it is better to be aware of it, because it also can calm you down as you see what's needed. So while you're working with your lawyer and the financial person, you have more information to say, wow, I didn't need to be that scared. Or maybe I do need to make an adjustment, but you have more control over that adjustment than you think with awareness.
Love that. And it's so true, because then it allows the room, the awareness for that adjustment.
Yes.
Now, you talk about the idea of a shadow financial file. Please explain what you mean by that.
So everyone knows more than they think they do. Even if you're frozen in the moment, deer in the headlights, even if you are certain you will never find anything. I mean, Heather, how often do you hear, you're never going to find it? He's the smartest guy in the room. There's money everywhere. He's in business with his brother, this one and family. Right. We hear this all the time, right? The goal is to say, hold on. What about that overhead conversation I heard? What about that brokerage statement that came in the mail 3 years ago that I copied and saved? What about that one investment that he kept talking about that was going to make our family secure forever? That was going to be the home run. You know more than you think you do. And this kind of shadow file that I talk about is like excavating what's already in and around you versus you feeling so overwhelmed in the beginning that nobody is as smart as he is and we're not going to find everything that there is. You have to start with what you know. Then when all the financial documentation gets produced, we just go through and say, does this make sense? Is everything captured?
Right. Now, what are some practical first steps a woman can take if she does feel overwhelmed or unsure of where to begin gathering information?
So everyone can get their own credit report. I find it interesting that that's sort of the last on the list of what to ask for, either from him through your lawyers or from you. You can see if credit was taken out, loans were taken out in your own name. You can, if you're afraid to call the CPA because you don't have the primary relationship, you can go on IRS.gov and get a copy of your tax return so that you can produce it to your legal and financial team to see what's on that tax return. And tax returns actually raise more questions than they answer. So it's real, like you can get a hold of more things that you think you can. What we just talked about, sitting down and having a qualitative measured process of understanding what your life costs, because that's what you need. And it's more important in the beginning than what you have. So there are three practical steps that you can take from the beginning, which also instills that sense of, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be proactive. I'm not just reacting to my lawyer, him, his side. It's really important in the beginning to take the steps you can take, no matter how little or overwhelming they seem, so you are on your toes emotionally and you are fortified from the beginning.
So those three practical steps, is it the credit report and the
tax return? The sources of income and losses. If you have no idea what they are and you're afraid to call the CPA, order it.
Yeah, that's smart. And, you know, I'm sure you've given this advice as well, right? Because so many things now are digital. So, but generally, I mean, most women know where they bank. And as I'm saying this, I'm totally dating myself as well, because right now there's like all these internet banks, but I'm like walking to the branch. So if you're in that situation, you can usually get a lot of information because oftentimes your name's on many things.
Yeah.
And that's just at least starting to give yourself some information.
And sitting with someone, whether it's your lawyer, whether it's your lawyer's associate, whether it's someone like me, sitting with your own state's version of the financial affidavit, the marital balance sheet, the expense listing, going through that with someone else brings up questions that you can answer, and we can sort of make that roadmap with you when you're doing it together. So if you're in that do-it-yourself point where you got handed this document and you are frozen, there is help available. And by the way, it can be more conversational than data-driven to start.
That's great too. And it's true. And I think you're right that if, you know, as the client, the woman, when she can get these things, that allows a financial professional, the attorney, like you said, raises more questions, which might then help her realize about, you know, that she does know more, because now she, it's just hard to know what matters, what doesn't. But then when someone like you, Michelle, starts asking her questions based on what you're seeing, she might realize, oh, yeah, I remember something like that.
And, you know, if you think about it even beyond the numbers, I find that some women don't even have a clear sense of what their priorities are in the divorce. Then your lawyer gets an email at 11 at night because you're freaked out about something and you can't tell your lawyer that the 22 things on your mind are all of equal priority. So you really need to get clear in the beginning and say, okay, what matters to me the most? A lot of people say the kids. Second thing is usually, I want to know I'm okay. By the way, men do too. People want to know they're okay in life financially, right? And the third thing is, let's say there is an adjustment that needs to happen in your cost of life. Just like a diet, you don't cut out all food at once. You identify the three or four categories that make you feel whole, that you want to continue to spend money on as you have for you and the kids, because it's not going to feel like it's upending your life in its entirety. There are things you can do by having a thoughtful dialogue about what your priorities are. One of the first things I do is give them a divorce priorities questionnaire. So it's your compass and North Star during this process.
Yes, that's so important. I think that's a great point. Now, high net worth divorces often involve forensic accountants, business valuations, and complex asset structures. How does having the right financial team change a woman's negotiation power and long-term outcome, in your opinion?
Well, this team can help you become prepared. This team will educate you. This team, if run right, will be conversing together with your attorney, with you, answering all your questions, raising the questions you don't even know you have, because that's often really critical in a divorce. Like, you feel you don't even know what questions to ask. We will help you ask the questions that need to be on the table and in the room. And women who feel more prepared, women who are also scaffolded, right, with people, with a team of experts and specialists, I see them negotiate from a completely different emotional posture than those who aren't. That is huge. Again, we talk about this a lot. You can often feel like you're on your toes, your heels in your divorce. We often hear women say things like, he's winning everything. They're winning everything. No, they're not. It just feels like it in the moment. So the more you can feel surrounded, supported, given the questions that need to be asked, this team approach, the better off you are in the negotiations.
Absolutely. And then it does help because, as we both know, with divorce, there are a lot of emotions. This is your life. I mean, this is just ripped, like, and just for everybody to see, right? Your finances, your children, and things that maybe, well, not maybe, you never expected you were going to have conversations with someone else about. And there's just, that's a lot of emotion that, you know, just for our listeners, and we know it's normal, but the more you have the team, it can allow you, one, to hear things, right, outside of the emotion, but also to make decisions based on the reality of your situation other than the fear or, you know, just walk away. I'll just take whatever he's going to give me.
Right. And
when
and
that
CFO,
might not be best.
A CFO thinks like that. Right? A CFO makes decisions on strategy, not emotion. That doesn't mean we're not honoring the feelings you have and the really important thing that might have come up last night or over the weekend with the kids or with him, right? The bullying, the intimidating. We're not saying that's not present, but we're saying that CFOs need to make decisions based on a strategy, put the emotion over here. Get a coach, talk to the therapist. It doesn't mean that we aren't heart-centered in this process, but we have a business deal to help you make. And divorce is often the single largest personal financial transaction of a woman's life. We have got to approach it like a CFO. So you really have to do a decent job of bifurcating. This is coming up emotionally, but I now need to be in strategy and deal with the emotions elsewhere.
And that segues right into my next point, because you do always emphasize developing a CFO mindset. Now, what does that mean for a woman who may have never handled the primary financial decisions before? Where does she start?
Asking better questions. CFOs challenge assumptions. They ask questions till they get answers. They don't accept vague. And even if you don't know the perfect question to ask, right? Because women, we go for perfect. We want this all, you know, tied up with a bow. Like, we're going to walk in the room. We want to be perfect. No, You can just ask, why? Why are you recommending this, my lawyer, that this is a good settlement offer? Mm-hmm. Why, financial advisor, is this the right blend of assets I should take? If you remember nothing else but the question why, mm-hmm. you're already asking a better question. You don't have to know the perfect question to ask. You just have to ask why something's being proposed, why something's being recommended. What did you rely upon, Heather and Michelle, to tell me why this is a good offer? What mm-hmm. did you rely upon? How did you get there for me? Why? So simple. Three letters. Why? Changes the game. The smart question is now in the room. It's how CFOs operate.
So now let's talk about wife to CFO. First, tell us what it is.
It is not just a course, even though there is a course.
Okay.
It is a platform that we are helping women build their financial confidence, this one smart question at a time, one blind spot at a time, like the one aha moment at a time. We are helping build that infrastructure that may have been present years ago, but got erased, may have been forgotten, or you've never had, is to sequentially get you informed, sequenced, not drinking fire out of a water hose all at once. That's what happens in the divorce process too. Mm-hmm. You're literally also being thrown legal jargon that sometimes is in Latin. No joke. It's in Latin, right? So it is taking the jargon out. Wife to CFO is stripping the jargon out of money. It is accessible. It is fun. It is sequenced and paced one foundational block at a time that builds upon itself so that you're not just sitting in an investment person's office prematurely, because you might force yourself to the financial table, but what about the follow-up questions? You got to be able to stay at that table. You can't stay at that table without learning. Wife to CFO is that financial confidence knowledge base. Whether it's a course, whether it's one-on-one coaching with us, it is the power base. It's the power questions, it's the strategy, and it actually makes you go through the divorce process with your lawyer better, because now you're understanding why your lawyer's recommending certain assets and things for you. So yeah. that is the goal of Wife to CFO.
Now, what inspired you to create this course?
So after 20, I'm in the business 32 years. I'm in finance 32 years, but I've been specializing in divorce for 20. It hit me about 7 years ago. No joke. I woke up and I had a dream and I saw the letter F connect wife to CFO. And I thought, oh my gosh, this is the problem. There's nothing that's filling that gap in the beginning or right after that is mm-hmm. this educationally non-sales oriented. When you sit with an investment professional from minute one and they know nothing about your life, nothing about what, like, okay, great, an investment strategy is great and necessary, but after you understand how it fits in, right after divorce, there are deeds to transfers, mortgage to get refinanced, learning about credit in your, there's so many things that need to be addressed before the investments should be lapsed. And so it hit me that this is a gap in the field. This is a gap in women feeling like they're going from the divorce to blind faith with a financial advisor, which mm-hmm. once again, don't just be so willing to hand your agency over before you understand right. it a little more. That is why I created it.
And now, who is it designed for?
It is designed for women newly in control of your money. I love women that enter this course at the beginning or the middle of the divorce. I'm not kidding. It's going to be able to help you have a better understanding of what you're negotiating and why. Mm-hmm. You're going to trust your lawyer a little bit more. You're going to trust yourself a little bit more. It's designed for women who are recently divorced and in the process of interviewing this team that they think they should have. I don't know. Is that team right for you? Maybe, maybe not. You even have to learn what it looks like for you. Financial right. advisor is a very broad term. What does it mean for you? What do you need? And is that the right fit? It is for women who may be widowed. Maybe it's mm-hmm. for women who are in marriages yeah. and they're sitting here listening and saying, I have no visibility into my finances. This is teaching you visibility, concepts, safe space, structured environment. It's yeah. fun. Finance is fun. It's not what you think. It's not a bunch of dollar signs and spreadsheets and ratios. It is transformative when you feel like you own your money.
And I love that. And I agree also, because we talk about that sometimes with divorce, that, you know, and preparing for yourself financially. And I'm really, I don't know how many women are listening that are, you know, not thinking of divorce, but it's like, well, what if they died, right? Like,
all marriages end.
To know eventually, one way or another. And we as women just need to empower ourselves more and take a lot more responsibility for our own financial well-being, because it's really not anyone else's job to do that.
I mean, if you are not asking questions about your money and learning things about your money, someone else is making the decisions about it. Why would you ever do that? Mm-hmm. You don't do that with your healthcare. You don't do that with your kids. If you're not making it your business to understand it a little bit more, someone else is going to drive that car.
And I know you said it, but I want you to say it again, because I heard why it's different, but I'd love for our listeners, right? How is wife to CFO different from simply hiring that very nice financial advisor that you met, and how that will be make it different for you?
It's an educational process, not an investment product.
Okay, I like that. Yeah, that is wonderful. And then once you educate yourself, you want to ask better questions, which is what the Wife to CFO is going to help you do. And then you, I think, feel more empowered. It's not as scary when you understand.
These are when the aha moments come in my career. This is what I live for. Sometimes after a half an hour, a woman will look at me and say, that wasn't so hard. Like, it's like anything. I procrastinate tons of stuff. And when I finally make my mind up to like carve out the day I think it's going to take to do something, I'm like, why did I procrastinate that for 2 years? That wasn't so bad. Sometimes it's just making an appointment with yourself, just like you do at the gym with a personal trainer, with a nutritionist, with whatever it is, just carving out the time sometimes is the first hardest step. And then you look and think, wow, that was way easier than I thought. That is the aha moment that often comes with this.
Which is great, because then that helps, that takes away the fear. So you talked about the money coma earlier, right? Because I did ask you about like the mindset and where women really get stuck. And I would love for you just to talk again, though, about how structured financial education can help shift that mindset from that avoidance, which can be so dangerous in a divorce.
Yeah. So again, it's not, you don't want to drink water out of a fire hose. It's scary. It's going to be temporary. It's not going to stick. Mm-hmm. You don't sit down and eat a 7-course Italian meal every course at once. You have an appetizer, you have a pasta, you have things need to be, especially with something new and sometimes fear-based in money, especially when it comes to budgets. You need to not feel like you're staring at a blank piece of paper where everything has to fill in on that blank piece of paper all at once. So foundationally, getting to the cost of your life, understanding how that then not now ties into what your money has to do for you. What does that mean as far as how it should be invested? Forget about what some advisor recommends. Why is that right for my number and what my life needs? How can I be sure that I'm not going to run out of money? Have you factored in surprises? Where's my margin for error if the market's bad in any given year? If I need a new roof? Sequentially going through these foundational pieces of personal finance, one step at a time, certainly through our Wife to CFO course, builds that infrastructure an hour at a time, a day at a time, so that you start to understand how there is a connective tissue between budget, risk, markets, your own behavior, because frankly, sometimes your behavior can be worse to your financial plan than a bad market, right? Understanding where your biases may be, what you may act upon when you go into fear or euphoria, right? Fear and greed, same coin, different sides. So this is very unique in this structured so that you can take it at your own pace, bite-sized pieces, have check-ins to ask your why questions. Every single module of this course ends with power questions. What should you be asking? What should you be thinking? What should you be reading? What should you be listening to besides Heather's podcast?
That is so great. Now, what transformation do you hope women experience after going through the wife to CFO roadmap?
This is not as scary as I thought it was. This wasn't born without a math gene. This is very different math that, right, some women tell me they have a math disability. I'm like, no, you don't. You just haven't been met on the street corner where you can learn about it, right? So right. I want women to see that money is accessible to learn the way you need to learn it in your learning style, one step at a time. I want them to feel this isn't as big and scary and overwhelming. And again, like the blank piece of paper, the drinking water out of a fire hose, you don't have to do that and don't think you do. And it can be fun.
Well, and that's what I think is great, because turn something that maybe you're very afraid of, just because it's the unknown and it's new, into something that you enjoy and fun would be an amazing experience, I think.
Yeah, we need to stop thinking money is a root canal without Novocaine.
Right, exactly. Now, for women listening who may not yet be divorced, but are feeling financially disconnected in their marriage, what would you say to them?
Do everything we talked about in this. If you are a single woman and you feel like you don't own your numbers, time to engage with yourself. Mm-hmm. If you're in a marriage and you don't have financial transparency and you're nervous that if you bring it up, there's going to be a fight, that happens, okay? Mm-hmm. So in the background, start educating yourself. Mm-hmm. So this is just for women. This is for busy women. So many busy women pass the agency of their personal finances over because they're so busy making the money and still running the household, by the way, which is a whole other conversation and podcast. But you may be sitting all in cash because you're so busy and you're making the money. You're like, I don't need to worry about the investment plan. I don't need, right? Just wherever you are, you can meet yourself there. It isn't even about somebody else. You can meet yourself there with a first step that just breaks the cycle of avoidance.
I love that. And, you know, I think even if you're like, oh, he, you know, wants me to understand, I'm just, you know, it's just really hard, or he wants me to go with him to the financial planner, right? I mean, do this. Help yourself. If you're feeling embarrassed or overwhelmed, then do the course, right? Because now you're going to know.
Hey, this, if we can get women to get rid of 1 ounce of shame around, I should know this, I shouldn't have taken my hands off the wheel, I'm really smart, but, I mean, how often have we heard that? There's so much shame around not being in better control of your money. Well, we're spoon feeding it to you. Take advantage. You're
There's
not alone. You're in great
step.
Company, actually.
Right.
You're in great company.
I love that. I love that. And it's nice to know that there's a resource, and specifically for women, right? Because of this, exactly what you said, the shame that prevents many of us from asking even that first question.
Why?
Yeah, I don't know. But
it starts with why.
Yeah, and that's a great question. Absolutely. Now, Michelle, before we go, our show, as you know, is called Women Winning Divorce. And I would like to know, what does winning at life mean to you now?
Personally, winning to me looks like my family and my life staying healthy and happy, first and foremost. And I've worked really hard on what that looks like. And as I've gotten older, that's become clearer. So that's the first priority, that my life stays healthy and happy. But professionally, I want to help a million women change their relationship with money. I want to change. I don't want it to just be people who hear about wife to CFO by word of mouth. I want this to transform women's relationship with money, a million of them.
All righty. Well, we're on our way now, and we will help you get there, because I think we all can learn and have better control and understanding and remove the sheer shame and fear. Because there's no need for that. It's just money.
I mean, it's not outside of us. It's connected to everything. So again, if you're not aware of it, someone else is aware of it for you.
That's exactly true. Now, lastly, Michelle, where can our listeners learn more about you, Savant's Divorce Financial Planning Services, and join the interest list for Wife to CFO?
You can go to wife2cfo.com/, which, by the way, I always need to be reminded, that's bottom left to upper right, / podcast. So wife2cfo.com /podcast.
Wonderful. Well, and we will, of course, have those links in our show notes. But we have reached the end of our show today. Thank you so much, Michelle, for joining us and for sharing your expertise on financial clarity, empowerment, and stepping into the role of chief financial officer of your own life. Your work is helping women move from uncertainty to confidence at one of the most critical moments of their lives. Thank you.
Thank you.
Listeners, if you or someone you know in the Northeast Florida area is going through or even thinking about divorce, you're not alone. Taking that first step can feel overwhelming, but it doesn't have to be. Our newsletter is filled with actionable advice tailored to guide you through this process. By signing up, you'll gain the tools to face the unknown with courage and see if we're the right fit to support you during this life-changing time. Don't wait. Click the link in the show notes, fill out the form, and take the first step toward building a brighter future today.